This is another Just Fabulary podcast from Cape Town, South Africa. I'm your host, Jan, and are you already on Facebook? And if so, have you checked out our new Facebook application? If not, check it out now. You can listen to the podcast, you can share words, and add words to your favorites. It's really cool. But today's two words...
Imperturbable.
Imperturbable and...
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth. Let's start with our first word for today.
Imperturbable.
Mark is really a patient teacher, as he seemed imperturbable despite his students' constant complaining.
Imperturbable.
Lisa always seemed imperturbable, even in the most stressful situations.
Imperturbable.
Firefighters always have to remain imperturbable, even in the face of danger.
Imperturbable.
The adjective imperturbable is spelled I-M-P-E-R-T-U-B-A-B-L-E.
Imperturbable.
What does it mean? If someone is imperturbable, they're not easily perturbed or upset. They're calm and easy, or steady. If someone's saying to you, you're imperturbable, it's a compliment because it means you're staying calm and controlled despite problems or difficulties. The word imperturbable is related to the word perturb. That's spelled P-E-R-T-U-R-B, and that means to make someone anxious or unsettled. Example, Richard's appearance perturbs his parents. That means Richard's appearance upsets or disturbs his parents. Okay, but the adjective is imperturbable, and it means that someone is difficult to upset. Some synonyms, calm, cool, or unflappable. And two antonyms, agitated or perturbed. Okay, let's move on to our second word of the day.
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth. The freeway system in Los Angeles can seem like a labyrinth to those who aren't familiar with it.
Labyrinth.
With all the construction detours, Lisa felt like she was driving through a labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
The lawyer worked his way through a labyrinth of conflicting laws and regulations.
Labyrinth.
The noun labyrinth is spelled L-A-B-Y-R-I-N-T-H.
Labyrinth.
What does it mean? A labyrinth is a complicated, irregular network of passages in which it is difficult to find one's way. A labyrinth is something that resembles a maze because it's so intricate. Use this word whenever you feel as if you are in a maze. For example, our office is a labyrinth of cubicles and bookshelves.
Labyrinth.
But you can also use it figuratively, as in the example sentence, the lawyer had to make sense of the labyrinth of conflicting laws and regulations. A labyrinth of conflicting laws and regulations refers to an intricate and confusing arrangement of conflicting laws and regulations. Okay, some synonyms, maze, complexity, puzzle, or riddle. And a good antonym is clarity. Okay, let's do a quick review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word?
Forthright. Forthright.
If someone is forthright, it means they're honest, direct, and not evasive in expressing one's thoughts or feelings. Here's an example sentence. Lisa admires Mark's forthright way of dealing with people, but Mark's forthright manner can sometimes be mistaken for rudeness. Forthright, it means frank, direct, straightforward, or candid. And that's it for today's episode. If you would like to have more information on the weekly recap show or the Just Vocabulary Power Hour, go to our website, justvocabulary.com. If you have any questions or feedback on the show, you can email me at info@justvocabulary.com. And last but not least, today's $5 discount voucher goes to Charlie Kareem. Congratulations.
听力课堂, thinkclass.com.